That report, called A Disparate Impact, looked at data from 2013 to 2017. It found that black people are more likely to be arrested, charged, struck, shot, or killed in confrontations with Toronto police, while representing less than 9% of the city's population. Mayor John Tory outlined more than 80 recommendations to address systemic racism in the Toronto Police Service. Some of the recommendations include non-police alternatives for community safety, budget and data transparency, conduct accountability, police training, building public confidence, and ensuring change, to name a few.
This is a recognition of the fact that we know we must do more, because systemic racism in policing threatens the equal rights and opportunity and justice and well-being of Indigenous, Black, and marginalized communities in our city. And that is not something that is acceptable to me as mayor or to you, the people of Toronto.
Tory says people want a police service that works for everyone and that's good for all of the city's communities and residents. He says reforms will be good for the police as well because it will rebuild trust that is so essential to carrying out their duties. Tory says the reforms need to be implemented as soon as possible, and he wants an online monitoring tool to track the progress of implementation of the reforms by October. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.